Kindergarten, first day of school, remember it? New people, new places. We were finally in school, just like the big kids. You can still recall that heady mixture of chalk and construction paper and whatever they were serving in the cafeteria.
Attention please, attention class.
Mrs. Case was reading to us one day, early in the school year. We sat on rugs, knees crossed, listening. We loved her already. Aww. Our first teacher. I just wanted to please her. Bernie Kleiman was sitting next to me. I didn't know him, not really. I just happened to be sitting next to him. He was from another subdivision. We took the yellow bus to West Ridge. He walked to school, so not one of us. He was trouble. While Miss Case read, the lovely Miss Case, lovely in spite of the acne scars on her face, reading to us in her sweet voice, Kleinman pulled out a straight pin. He made as if he were going to stick me with it. I swatted his hand away. He poked near my leg. I swatted it away again. He hovered over my leg. Again, pushed it away. He stuck me with the pin. Ow!
What is going on, Stephen?
Bernie Kleinman stuck me with a pin.
Bernie...
He dropped the pin. I was pretty sure I saw a little crimson on the tip.
Now you both stop it.
Kleinman looked at me.
Tattletale.
That was it. I had crossed a line. A year later, I was in Mrs. Pashwa's class, first grade. She had a Hungarian accent and thick blonde braids. Kleinman was in class too. We had avoided each other for the rest of kindergarten, but he hadn't forgotten. At recess, I was playing with my gang, the pals I had grown up with in the leafy confines of our so-named Sherwood Forest development. Ah, but we were a merry band of boys. Kleinman came up with his gang of thugs, all of them from the West Ridge subdivision.
Cher, you and me, this is war.
He shoved me. His friend started shoving my friends, and it was on. It was war. Every recess, we would gather, hunkering down beyond the tetherball courts and plot our strategy. His gang would rumble onto the field looking for us. We would dash into view and then dash away. It was a chase game. They tried to catch us. We tried to avoid getting caught. Because if any of us did get caught by Kleinman's brigands, we'd get a beating. Not much of a beating. This was first grade. 1960, after all, and it was the far north suburbs of Chicago. So there was mostly shoving and kicking and sitting on people. But we had the instincts of the city in our hearts, and we didn't want to get caught. So we ran and hid and sometimes stuck our heads out to see if anyone else had been caught. And if they had, we'd rush the gang, shouting, shoving, until we got our buddy free from their clutches. We were the good guys. The white hats. They were the bad guys, the black hats. I was Robin Hood. Kleinman was evil Prince John. I was Maverick. I was Marshall Dillon. Kleinman, he was a bushwhacker. A dirty, low-down, back-shooting pin stabber. One day in October, Mrs. Pashwa held Bernie and I back from lunch. Mr. Trevor, the principal, came to the classroom.
Kleinman, share.
We were both put in detention until Christmas break. After every lunch, we were ordered to come back to the classroom and sit at our desks. I did it. I did as I was told. I wanted to be the good boy. I didn't want Mrs. Pashwa mad at me. I didn't want to be in trouble. Kleinman could have cared less. As soon as he figured out that no one was actually monitoring us, that Mrs. Pashwa was taking her lunch in the teacher's lounge along with Mr. Trevor, he just skipped, went to the playground. Some days he'd sneak back in before the bell. Some days he'd walk by the classroom and stick his head in the door.
Cher, you are a stupid jerk.
Or some such insult that only a first grader could hurl. But I stuck it out. I would take my punishment. There I was, moping at the back of the room, playing with the white mouse, the classroom pet. Mrs. Pashwa took pity on me.
You may go to the school library from now on.
So I could spend the detention in the school library. So I did. And that is how libraries became my sanctuaries, my havens, my forts, my escape. I fell in love with the place, book after book after book, on just about anything my empty mind could imagine. The library was where I learned to pick up a book and start to read, put it down, pick up another. Day after day, I learned to take a stack of books to a table and just read it until I was bored, and then grab another. And years later, during the time when we go through these difficult transitions, during the time when you go from grade school to high school, from playing with girls to thinking about playing with girls, from thinking about the future, college, the draft, school libraries were my thinking rock. I grew up in libraries. I started to see the grays in the world. I started to see that my ideas of good guys and bad guys didn't always jibe. It was never so simple. When they let me return to recess, it was winter. Too cold to run around outside. We usually went to the gym. There was no messing around under the eyes of the gym teacher. In second grade, they opened a new school, and those of us from Sherwood Forest went there. I never saw Kleinman again. But I thank him now for that pinprick he delivered. He woke me up.
Let's hear it for Steve Cher!
This segment appeared in the Back to School episode, recorded on September 8th, 2014. It was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal, and featured special guests Cliff Mass, Steve Cher, and Modern Angels. This is Sandbox Radio.